As I was saying, this all really began with the war on democracy. The war on the idea that we the people could get together and say, you know, there are some things that we're going to do for ourselves. We're going to care for the least fortunate among us. We're going to save capitalism from itself. We're going to save ourselves from the predators among us. And we're going to do this by collectively banding together and forming an instrument, a device, a social contract, a mechanism that we call government. And that government is going to be of, by, and for not the wealthy, not the corporate powers, not the fascists, not the communists, not the French, not the British, not the Dubaiis. It's going to be of, by, and for we the people of the United States of America. And the war on that idea of civil governance began in 1981.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
And thus it began, the taking apart of the government of the United States. And so the people down in New Orleans, hey, don't you know, those are terrifying words. Government might help you. The people whose lives were shattered by 9/11, oh, don't you know, it's a terrifying thing. Government might help you. 45 million Americans who have no health insurance. Oh, don't you know, it's a terrifying thing, the government, that we might help ourselves. It is, after all, the highest of the historic, both Jewish and Christian, and for that matter, Muslim and Hindu and Buddhist traditions. Whether you're talking about Tikkun, or whether you're talking about Matthew 25 or the Sermon on the Mount, the idea that we care for those among us. We all know in the American middle class that we're just 1 or 2 or 3 paychecks away, just 1 job loss away, just 1 serious illness away from disaster in this country. As a result of this philosophy,
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
And as a result, we're seeing since Reagan was elected that the American middle class is evaporating. And I've got all the details on this financially. I don't need to go through all the numbers. It could, you know, just become a boring rant. But we sense it.